Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Getting back to a God's News Behind the News, I want to be able to share with you quickly about a CBS News is reporting that the World Bank is saying they have a goal, a plan to eliminate world poverty in 6 years. Think about it, in 6 years to eliminate world poverty. And they report there's an estimated 1 billion people today who live on a dollar a day. Wow. That's 1/6 of the world's population.
Amazing.
We talk about this, but just to share it in the context that our poorest in America is richer than 80% of the world. You know, what does this mean? What is, and you're really seeing what very well, you know, what we wouldn't do by choice. Maybe the Lord's about to allow to happen by force.
Mm-hmm.
And where people talk about redistribution of wealth, if you're making a dollar a day, you know, let's empower you. Hey, let's get a constitution like America over your country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's teach you about a republic and a democracy, not a democratic government, but a democracy. This is a republic.
Mm-hmm.
And but if they're gonna do that in 6 years, let me just kind of give you a prophetic unction here. That means the money that America has is going to be passed out like, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
to the world. The money in America is going to be handed out around the world. It's already been done,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we're seeing our current leadership do. You know, send money to Brazil, China,
right.
Syria, Egypt, you know, all these different areas. And he ran on redistribution of wealth. But what we don't understand in America is, because in America we think, that's right, I'm poor, you know, I need that money redistributed to me. But what Americans don't know is, like, our poorest is richer than 80% of the world. Ultimately, it looks like all of America's wealth will be it looks like it. I can't tell you this definitely. It's going to be, if this is allowed to happen,
mm-hmm.
to redistribute around based on their determinations of where it should go. You know, if George Soros gets his way, he's like, these are boundaries, these walls and stuff need to come down, and we need to be able to have a one world society. And it's like, you're freaky, dude. You're just freaky. You know, and it's one world government, one world economy.
Yeah.
And he's trying to ease down the European Union, just like they've already fallen, but we're just taking down the step by step. And it's like, that's the European Union. I mean, that's where all this, you know, the end time leaders, and it's like, wow, it's all happening in our presence so, so fast. And it wasn't just on Star Trek, Star Wars. But understand that if 97% of the church is not even giving God his tithes and offerings, according to George Barna, that means, and you think about what Amy said to John, you know, Amy from South Korea,
mm-hmm.
when they bought her a hamburger in New York when they were sitting there having a meal, and she's been saved about 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And she, as the public relations person for the person who ran for president in South Korea, so obviously she's not just somebody who doesn't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the mindset of South Koreans, according to her, is that Americans wouldn't do anything like that for anybody.
Wow. That's sad.
It's like, oh my goodness.
What an indictment.
Yeah. But despite what America does, enough self-professing Christians in America that we could have made a statement if we weren't robbing from God. Mm. You know, you should be reaching out. There's so many tragic things happening in the world. You should, you know, be bringing your tithe, 10% of your increase, to where you're being fed, where you're being fed into the storehouse of God, where you're being fed the spiritual food, not necessarily where you're building a wing on something, but where mm-hmm. where you're being fed. And then there's offerings that we're giving to God, and that you can't outgive God. And he that lends to the poor lends to God. And it's like, really, somebody that close to running for president of South Korea, who our fathers fought to free? That's your perspective of us? What have we done wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What have we done wrong? Somebody says, well, we sent a lot of foreign aid. But ever how that is communicated to people by the time it gets there, they don't see it as the American people doing it for some reason. And something as simple as a hamburger, you know, granted it was a New York burger, mm-hmm. more expensive, that it just touched her heart. And, give you a shout out this morning, Amy. I appreciate you sharing that with us, and we want to apologize for that. But I really believe the church is about to wake up, and the biggest giving force will be those who have the blessings of Abraham, that that we will not be borrowers, but we'll be lenders. We'll mm-hmm. be able to give to others. And if you're stuck in a place and you foresee what the World Bank, according to CBS News, is reporting, that they're going to eliminate world poverty, make sure you're ahead of that and begin to give to others. Begin to see people in your own community that need help. Start with being right before God in the area of his tithe, and know that he says he'll open up the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't even contain. No matter what happens, if you're right with God in that area, you have this peace about it. But the enemy, you know, is going to just clamp you down if you're robbing from God. And that's what he says in Malachi. He says, "You're robbing. How are we robbing for you?" they said. Maybe that's what you just said. And he said, in tithes and offerings. Listen, it's time to free up what's God's so that he'll continue to have released to us the things that he has released to us. But he says, and we're going to be releasing this week on VFN TV, this generation. I don't know if it's ready to be released yet. Yeah. Oh, go to VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com. And today it's going to be released. And on your menu now, this is VFN Radio you're listening to. So go to VFNTV.com and go to VFN TV in your menu, and you'll see a prophetic teaching about this generation. It's called This Generation. And it's time for us to wake up and respond. And it's going to encourage you, because it's going to give you a perspective that if not, the things that we won't give up now, God will have taken away from us. Mm-hmm. He'll look, and there's raiders coming in as we speak, trying to raid the coffers, the government, the taxes, the freedoms, the Constitution, all these different things. But understand that God is allowing that. He's not doing it. He's allowing it to take place. It's his permissive will because of the choices that we've made, and he's intentionally allowing it. It's intentional. There's always somebody that wants to raid you. Mm-hmm. But he's keeping them back. And then, you know, if we don't respond, it just escalates and gets worse in regards to that. Even being sold as a slave to your enemy. You know, slavery didn't start in America. Slavery's been around since day one. Even mm-hmm. Jesus said, you know, as Christians, you know, slaves obey your masters as unto right. the Lord. If you can get your freedom, get your freedom. So in the context of that, it was just an everyday conversation then. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be sold to my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be sold to my enemy. But I can't be in rebellion to God and think that the end's going to be good. You know, and it may happen on an individual basis. You got to listen to this. Listen to it. It's called This Generation. And what it is, you have a pagan generation. But it's not unusual for a generation who has not yet received or didn't receive the gospel being transferred to their generation to be paganistic. But there's hope. There is hope. And God has a way to do that. Go to VFNTV.com and choose VFN TV on the menu and look for This Generation and begin to listen to it now and share it with your friends. It's a prophetic word for this day and this time. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.